more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Chapter 4 of Hebrews says, "Let us therefore fear." You know, Bible has a lot of meanings for fear. Doesn't mean like be scared and screaming and run. Although in this particular case, it might not hurt because of what it says. But therefore, let us not really. "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." In other words, there's a promise sitting there. And it needs to go the other way. There's a promise waiting, and it says make sure nobody misses it. That's the idea. You mean like a big earth-shattering promise is left there that somebody could miss? That's right. And as so many things in the Bible, the more you bore down, the deeper you get into it, the more you find out that it's not what it looks like on the surface. It's deeper than that. The way the Bible promise works is it's a matter of a person think, "Oh boy, I don't want to miss it. I better really work hard. I better do all I can do." You know, well, we want to do all we can do. But what you're doing is do all you can do to believe. I heard somebody talking about this. I don't exactly remember who or when. It doesn't matter. But they're talking about you keep taking in this stuff. You keep getting deep promises. You keep looking at them. You keep meditating on them and thinking about it. And all of a sudden, you've got the faith to do something you never could do before. Mm-hmm. And most of the people I know, man, do they need faith. Because they've just got big challenges and big things going on. They need faith. Well, this tells you, fear lest the promise being left of entering into his rest. Now, entering into his rest isn't what it sounds like to us. To us, rest means you're in a hammock somewhere or, you know, in the backyard and resting or in your bed sleeping. But their rest had to do with going into the promised land and fighting. So they had to fight to get their land. So it was fighting. And they're like, "Well, what kind of rest is that if you're fighting?" Well, it was God fighting for them. They just had to show up. They just had to keep walking. They just had to go. A big challenge has to do with just going and being there. Just going there, being there, and watching God do something. That's what this was talking about.
Yeah.
The last verse of that chapter says, now that was the first verse, here's the last one, and that idea, although the idea keeps going. It says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest," that's his verse 14, and then it's 15, it says, "We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities," but then the last verse says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain a mercy and find help in time of need." So, where do you get help? You get it by going to God. God provides us... provides the energy, provides the power. There were 12 spies. 10 said we can't do it. 2 said we could. What was the difference? The 2 said, "Well, we knew God would help us would take this land for us." The 10 said, "It's a great land. It's wonderful, but we can't take it." So they stay in. They stay in the wilderness another 40 years. All that generation died of the men above 20 years old. And so in another place we see, right above that verse we started with, the last verse of chapter 3 says, "So we see that they could not enter in because they just weren't strong enough." Mm. They weren't good enough. Is that what it says? Somebody's amening me, but I misread it on purpose. It says, "So we see," verse 19 of chapter 3, "So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." It's the 12 spies, they were all big guys. They were all guys, they were leaders and everything. But 10 of them said, they said correctly. They said, we can't do this. Well, they said correctly, they couldn't. But they never were asked to do that. They were asked to show up and God would show them what to do and how to win the battles. And it's exactly what he did. When they got to where they weren't listening and all that, then they would lose a battle or something. At least they did it, Ai. And then God showed them what to do, how to do it right, because they weren't listening enough. And they took it. God took them told them how to take Jericho. They didn't just go do a frontal attack on Jericho right off the bat and nothing else. No, they went to Jericho and marched around it for, what, 7 days?
7 times.
Yeah, but I think they did it once a day for 7 days or something. Whatever they did. And then they blew the trumpets and the walls came down. God showed them how to do it. So, in chapter 4, it says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of us entering into his rest, lest any of you should seem to come short of it. So coming short of it is basically just not believing and listening. Because the promise is there. It's free. All of God's stuff's free. And people say, well, I worked so hard to get that. Well, maybe you did. But without God, you wouldn't have got it if it was a God thing. Sure, you got to work hard, but it's God's strength you work with. Verse 2, for unto us was the good news preached as well as unto them. They heard the words from God. We heard the words of God. But the word preached did not profit them, not being what? Mixed with faith. There's people that hear it. They hear what they need to hear, but they don't mix faith with it, don't believe it. At the time of Jesus, you had the Pharisees. That's one group you had. Do you realize, you know, we all talk about the Pharisees, how bad they were and how, of course, Paul was a Pharisee, but how bad they were and how legalistic they were and how horrible they were. A while before that, they were the saviors of the country in the time of the Maccabees and so on. And they were the believers and they were the people that helped that nation survive. But by the time Jesus came, they'd become the legalists. And so guess what they did? The great saviors of their time, when God came as a man, and came God the Son as a man, they didn't even believe him, and they wanted to have him killed, and were instrumental in that. So how do you miss it that big? I don't know if you can miss it any bigger than that. It's because of unbelief. They started believing with this thing instead of this thing. With their head instead of their heart. That's what they did. And somebody might say, I don't know what that even means. Well, find out. Quick. Real quick. Find out and quick. Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter the rest. As he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. All they had to do is walk in the works that were already finished. God had already done it. The challenge is already done. God's not looking for superheroes. That's good, we've got all these superheroes, but that's not what he's looking for. The real superhero is the person that believes and gets it done. I mean, Moses, great man of faith, he gets sent on his thing. He says, I can't talk, I can't do this, I can't anything. God says, what do you got in your hand? And it was a stick. He said, throw it down, it becomes a snake. And that becomes the thing he uses to do all the... A stick! God didn't need Moses. All he needed was somebody to carry it. Could have been anybody else, but he chose Moses. And Moses did it. But then Moses kind of lost a little bit there because later on, because God says, you speak to that rock and water will come out. And he hit it with that stick.
Yeah.
Wasn't supposed to do that. He's tired of this. The people griping, I guess.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble for that. Didn't get to go in the promised land. It's too bad, but anyway. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you made it really clear. We just believe your promises.
Yes.
And you do the work. You do the thing. We step into the place of faith. We step in the place you're leading us. We step in the thing you want us to do. And you do it. We just have to be there. Show up. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.